Welcome to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan After Hours, number 366. I'm Rudy. Unfortunately, no brand new podcast today. However, there is a little bit of a light at the end of this tunnel because the audio everybody wanted to hear anyways was Crisco talking to his ex-girlfriend, Emily, and finally apologizing for all that jerkiness back in his 20s. So, audio is up. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. We'll have a brand new podcast tomorrow. Unfortunately, we just got some meetings and a bunch going on today, so we couldn't get out a brand new one. But to be honest, you guys wanted the culmination of hashtag find Emily, and you get it with hashtag found Emily. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan After Hours.
Taking a trip down memory lane. Going back 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years. If that doesn't age you quick, that one of your relationships was 12 years ago.
It started out so silly last week when it got brought up that Crisco had an ex-girlfriend that he treated poorly, and he always thought, you know what, I really would love to be able to apologize for how I treated her, but I can't think of her last name. I really don't know much about her. We knew her color hair and her roommate, Amanda.
Yes.
And that she was a teacher.
And who would have thought, out of the four clues I gave of her, the roommate Amanda would be what brought us all back to this situation?
It was a friend of a friend who knew the roommate, who somehow knew her and put us in contact with hashtag find Emily.
Yes. Yeah. And she called Monday. That lady called Monday and we never heard back from her. We're like, oh, this stinks. It's over. Yeah. And lo and behold, she came through on her promise.
Well, here we go. The conversation that we never thought was going to happen when we got Emily on the phone.
Hello?
Oh my goodness. Is this the Emily?
This is Emily.
We found her.
There has been a statewide hunt on the lookout for you, Emily. Have you been hearing from other people in your life going, are they talking about you on KS95? Are you the Emily? Hashtag find Emily?
Kind of.
Well, Emily, I just want to say that Crisco's not in the room right now, and we kicked him out on purpose because we wanted to talk to you for a second and just have you tell us what's going on with you, what's going through your mind. You're hearing about this. What are you thinking?
This is very weird.
Have you ever had someone want to make amends?
Maybe. I don't, not to this degree, that's for certain.
Well, we got emails from listeners saying, I hope Crisco finds Emily. I hope he gets a chance to apologize and say what he wants to say to her. Because it's happened in my own life, and I think it's really good that people exercise that because it helps both parties move on and maybe provides healing on both ends. Do you think there's anything that needs to be said between the two of you?
I mean, it would be nice for him to apologize, but I mean, it was a really long time ago, and, you know, people change and, you know, everyone does dumb things and treats people not ideally when they're in their early 20s. Like, I just feel like it wasn't, I don't know, it just didn't feel like that big of a deal.
But he was a big jerk to you.
You know, yeah. But, I mean, this sounds horrible, but, like, there are a lot of guys who are like that. And so it's not like what he did was anything like, oh, my gosh, why is this person acting so absurdly? So I've been doing a little research. I kind of did some backlogging and listened to some of your podcasts. And a lot of the time when he was doing those things, like bailing on me, I had learned and I knew at that point where it was like, yeah, he's a 50-50 chance of showing up. So you have backup plans. You like move on with your life. So I don't know. I didn't put that much weight on it because I knew he didn't care enough about me then to like make me a priority. So like I didn't care that much either. Does that make sense?
It does.
After it was done and you were treated the way you were treated, did you take this with you? Did it bother you moving forward?
No. It was annoying. I felt like, I mean, it definitely colored my impression of him as a human being, but it didn't like change anything for me.
So are you a listener of KS95?
No.
Yeah.
And it's because of him.
It's because of him, isn't it?
But I will tell you, it is weird when you date someone and then you like drive around where you live and like his face is on a billboard. That is a very strange life experience.
Only imagine.
That not a lot of people I know have.
Well, he is just dying in the hallways watching us talk to you. He can't hear what's being said. Real quick, why don't you tell us something about what it was like to date Crisco? What's it like to kiss him? You know, what was that experience like?
When he was around, he was really fun. And that's kind of what dating in your 20s sort of feels like, is like, are you a fun person I enjoy being around? So when he was around, it was really, we had a good time together. He made me laugh. He is a nice guy when he shows up.
And what about those luscious lips everybody talks about?
I do not need to talk about that.
Okay, just a thumbs up or thumbs down. Come on.
I am married and I love my husband very much.
Good for you. Okay, well, are you ready to hear what he has to say?
Sure.
He knows that what he did wasn't right and he wants to say something about it, so let's bring him in the studio.
Come on.
The big guy's in here and...
Okay, old Chatty Cathy.
Well, we had to hear what Emily had to say about all this, so say hi.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Wow, I have not heard that voice in 12 years. Good Lord, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, subpar, but other than that, it's good. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You know, he said, Emily, that you are the one he should have married. Knowing what he knows now, how does that make you feel?
I'm a catch.
She is a catch. Yeah. I told you guys that.
And do you know why he treated you the way he treated you?
Because he was young and dumb.
And the people I worked with basically encouraged me not to specifically do it to you, but they said, come on, you're young. You're supposed to make girls want you by not letting them know you want them.
Yeah, that's not an uncommon thing.
Bad advice.
Really bad advice. And to, like, every young woman out there, like, know your worth. So stupid that I didn't know better then, you know? Oh,
God. This is going so well for me.
So true.
So 12 years has gone by. You've been thinking about this.
Yes.
What do you want to say? We have gone to great lengths to get this to happen.
I mean, this has been over a week long. So, Emily...
Yes.
You are a fantastic person. You are great to be around. And at the time, I truly didn't appreciate what I had. And I just want you to know that you deserve so much better than that. You are, I'm sure, a fantastic wife to your husband. And I'm sure everything is great. And I just truly want to, from the bottom of my heart, apologize to you for how I treated you.
That is very nice. Apology accepted.
And you're right. Women should know their worth. They do not deserve to be treated like that by anybody. And I was a big dummy.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. You have to agree with the big dummy part, Emily. Come on. Good Lord.
Man, well, I'm in tears because I think that was so heartfelt. I know you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if you've moved on, and obviously you have, Emily, it has to feel good for somebody who did something to just really feel bad about it and say, I'm sorry.
You know, there is a piece of that where it's, you know, it's nice to know that when you are mistreated, that maybe that comes back around and you feel like you need to make amends. That's very nice. I do appreciate it.
And I couldn't be happier that you were happy. I truly thought about you all the time, like, man, what a dumb jerk I was. And hopefully she's just making somebody else very happy.
Yeah, I have a great husband. I have two beautiful children. I have a great life.
So, Emily, now that we've gone through this, do you think there's a chance we can earn you as a listener? Will you give us a shot in the morning?
You know, I am never listening to anything in the mornings because I have a very small baby, but maybe I'll put in my ear pods and try to catch up.
Oh, yay! That would be great.
I can tell you, I have a baby too. Babies love us.
We're number one with babies.
Yep.
Number one. Wow. That's a really hard demographic, I bet, to research.
It is.
Yep.
It really is.
We just say that we are.
Emily, thank you for coming on. I know this is the last thing you wanted to do, but we really appreciated it.
You're welcome.
Hashtag Emily found.
Yes.
Yes. We can finally put this to bed.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, Emily.
You're awesome.
You too.
Bye.
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 Oh my God, she's the cutest.
You are an idiot.
You're such an idiot. You could have married somebody like that.
I told you I was an idiot. I know. Wow. I told you.
Wow.
I know. I was a big dummy. If she would have come into my life like X amount of years later, I would have probably married her the second I met her.
Yeah, she would have been too smart by then, though.
Yeah.
No, she probably would have been. You're right.